95.3 Gorilla.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ,
are you ready?
I am ready.
Drop that beat.
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast.
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since like fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime.
All right, let's do it. Hey, welcome on it to Thursday. I'm Ryan, and coming up this weekend, the Shuckers are turning into the Beach Chickens. Have you heard about this? Yes, the Shuckers become the Biloxi Beach Chickens. And Alyssa, our very own Alyssa from The Midday Show, your favorite throwback lunch host, she's going to be live at the Shuckers on Gorilla this weekend, Saturday from 4 till 6, just before the game. Come on out, see Alyssa, say hi. Congrats, by the way, to all of our ticket winners. This week on Gorilla, we have box seats for you. Yeah, dugout level box seats. We want to get you in. Listen to the morning show to win those and go see Alyssa this weekend at Keyser Federal Park in Biloxi, 4 to 6 on Saturday. Gonna be a great time. Chuck, yeah, it's Gorilla.
Another Gorilla winner.
Good morning, it's Gorilla. Who's this?
My name is Justin.
Hey, Justin, dude, you're on the Gorilla right now. What's going on?
Oh, cool. not much of...
You want to shout anybody out? You got any shout-outs? You want to shout out the crew? Who's listening?
I want to shout out my little niece. I'm trying to take her to the Shuckers game.
She's excellent.
Big baseball fan.
Excellent. We're going to make that happen. You're going. You get to take her. That's phenomenal. Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Call number 10. We have tickets for you. Now, these aren't just any regular tickets. These are really, really, really cool. Dugout level box seats. How about that?
Oh, wow. So she's going to be like staying there right next to the field?
Right down on the field. Yeah. Let's do it. These are super cool seats. She's going to love it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Dugout level box seats for the Shuckers. You get to pick any regular season home game. We're going to get you right down on the field. Congratulations, my friend.
Alrighty. Thank you.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about money, specifically money that you've spent this year that you probably shouldn't have. What have you wasted some cash on in 2026? A whopping 85% of Americans say they have overspent on things that they didn't need this year. I'm surprised that number isn't like 99%. Yeah, 89% of Americans say that they've blown money, that they've splurged on stuff that they really didn't need to buy this year. What have you wasted money on so far in 2026? Man, the phone lines are blowing up. What's your most recent waste of money? Nicole, you're first.
A pair of sunglasses. The day I bought them, they got sucked out my car window and I lost them.
Oh, no, that's awful. Were they like super lightweight or something?
They were like some really light plastic, and the wind just got underneath it and sucked them right out.
Oh, no, that's horrible. How much money did you drop on them?
20.
Oh, come on, get out of here. That's not bad. That's not that bad. That's not that bad. All right, who's next? What'd you waste money on this year? I got Katie next. Katie, you're on.
My most recent waste of money was trying to get a key to make for my house.
Yeah.
And it didn't tell me I needed exact change, so it kept my money.
Oh, no.
$10.
Oh, man. See, you hate to lose any kind of cash to those machines, though, you know? I don't trust any of those, like, automatic machines that will make something for you on site. I don't know. I don't love that. Oh, sorry that that happened to you. All right, I got Andy on the phone, and my producer says here that Andy may have something controversial to say. Andy, what have you recently wasted money on?
Most recent waste of money? Got my paycheck, gave it to my wife, and told her to do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah, I knew this was coming, right? Well, hey, at least, Andy, you found the secret to life, right?
No, it's not.
Okay, I knew somebody was going to pull that. Thank you, Andy. Thank you. How about you? What's the most recent thing you've had to drop a ton of money on that you probably shouldn't have? Here comes Amanda.
$260 on a speeding ticket.
Oh, no. Lead foot alert. Wee-woo. How fast were you going?
Like 19.
You sounded like a police siren there. You mean like 19 over, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
A new BBC documentary turning up the heat on Jared Leto. It's called Jared Leto, Hollywood's Dark Secret, features 10 women accusing the actor of misconduct. 4 alleged criminal sexual conduct, claiming incidents occurred when they were teenagers. One even accuses him of assault in a motel bathroom when she was a teen. Another alleges statutory rape in California. A third claims similar conduct. All of these incidents are alleged to have taken place when Jared Leto was in his 30s and 40s. Here's a clip from the BBC documentary.
He was at a table with friends, just having some general banter about things. We had drifted into the realm to talking about the age of consent. I had mentioned to him, my dad was in law enforcement, that I knew with certainty that here in California, the age of consent is 18. He just kind of shrugged it off like it wasn't a huge concern for him.
She says Leto then invited the girls to his house.
And so he suggested to my friend, you can wait in the computer room while her and I hang out.
Clara says they went on to have sex.
There are multiple lawsuits pending and criminal charges may be filed. Ben Affleck won $1 million for charity on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I don't know, man. I don't know how you feel, but I would bet on Jamie. I would go for it.
So we're going to say D, spaghetti and meatball? Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Wow. Remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You remember that? Remember that show? That was a thing. Yeah, that was a thing a long time ago. Megan Maroney in the news today. She had to cut her Denver concert short this week after she fell ill. She didn't tell anybody what happened to her, but she is giving refunds to everybody that went out to the show. And a lot of previews and trailers out today. Michael B. Jordan starring in a new Thomas Crown Affair trailer. Jumanji Open World has a new trailer out today. And Jimmy Fallon was talking about the new Spider-Man movie last night.
This week, the new Spider-Man movie arrives in theaters, and I can't wait. Yep, the reviews are in, and the movie is doing great on Rotten Tomatoes. By the way, Rotten Tomatoes is the only vegetable I feel good about right now. That's the.
Here's your showbiz buzz. Happy Thursday. It's July 30th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Terminating Governor's got a big birthday today.
I'll be back.
Arnold, get to the chopper. Yes, Arnold Schwarzenegger is turning 79 today. Happy birthday to the former governor of California. Lisa Kudrow is 63 today. Yes, Lisa from Friends, 63.
Stop it. What? One of the babies is kicking. I thought that was a good thing. It's not kicking me, it's kicking one of the other babies. Oh, don't make me come in there!
Can't believe that those people are all in their 60s now. That's just kind of wild, isn't it? On this day in 1729, July 30th, 1729, Baltimore was founded.
Good morning, Baltimore.
On this date 49 years ago today, back in 77, the Bee Gees' younger brother Andy started a four-week run at number one with I Just Wanna Be Your Everything. And today is also National Chili Dog Day.
I think it's called a chili dog.
It's a chili dog, Terry.
Chili dogs on me, baby.
Anybody for some chili dogs?
Hey, kid, have a chili dog on the house.
Warn them about those chili dogs.
Give me four chili dogs and two plain dogs.
We're still stopping for chili dogs first.
Sucking on chili dogs outside the Tasty Freeze.
Wow.
I think it was the chili dog.
So what do you say, chili dogs again?
Chili dogs, you name it, you got it.
Hey, that's going to make us first in line for chili dog.
Chili dog got me.
How many of those do you recognize? I think I got most of them. There's your flashback freakout today. Happy Thursday.